Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we talk about viral trends on the TikToks from time to time, right?
Constantly.
Well, have you heard of the latest one?
No.
The crazy kids over on the TikToks.
What are they doing now?
Well, they are apparently all about a specific toy for this holiday season. It's called the Puffer Snoopy. What it is a little plush Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusively sold at CVS.
Oh, it's good.
And he's wearing a cute little puffy jacket and a winter hat.
Oh, that's cute.
And for some reason, this has gone totally viral on the TikTok. And there's videos of people trying to find these Snoopies at their CVS, but they are sold out everywhere. Now, they normally sell for $13.99 there at the CVS.
Right.
But right now on the eBay, they're going for up to $150.
Oh, my heavens.
So these are very hot, very high demand.
This is it. This is the Beanie Baby of 2023.
Yes. Yes.
So I should stop at CVS on my way home.
See, maybe you can resell it and make some extra cash.
Should I buy them all if I find them?
You probably should.
Yes.
Probably
you guarantee me I can make back my money.
I mean, right now, like I said, on eBay, $150.
All right.
So, you know, just saying.
Done.
So I thought today we'd talk a little bit about
Snoopy. A little bit about it.
Yeah. So Snoopy appeared on October 4th, 1950, that was 2 days after the very first Peanuts comic strip.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the four original characters, along with Charlie Brown, Patty, and Shermie. Not really familiar with Shermie. I think he maybe didn't make it into the specials on TV. I don't know.
Hope he's all right.
But the original drawings of Snoopy were inspired by Spike, one of Charles Schulz's childhood dogs.
Oh, all right.
The black and white beagle didn't have a name until more than a month later, being called Snoopy for the first time in the November 10th comic strip.
Cute. All right.
In early Peanuts strips, Charlie Brown was not Snoopy's owner.
No?
Yeah. It was not made clear who, if anyone, his actual owner was.
Right.
Charlie Brown was first portrayed as being responsible for Snoopy in 1955, and it wasn't until 1958 that Snoopy was specifically said to be Charlie Brown's dog.
Wow. What was that about?
Yeah. In both the early comic strips and in the movie Snoopy Come Home, Charlie Brown says that he got Snoopy after being bullied by another kid. His parents took him to the Daisy Hill Puppy Farm to cheer him up, where he met and bought Snoopy.
It was a puppy farm. You shouldn't go to a puppy farm.
Probably
so you're
not.
Supposed to go to no. That was a different day.
It was a different time.
Now you go to a shelter, a rescue.
That's right. So in the comic strip, Snoopy has seven siblings. Five appeared at various times in the strip. Four brothers, Spike, Andy, Marbles, and Olaf, and one sister named Belle. The two others were never mentioned by name in the comic strip, but the whole family appeared in a 1991 television special called Snoopy's Reunion.
Okay.
However, in a 1987 interview, Charles Schulz said that he felt introducing Snoopy's siblings was a mistake.
Oh.
Yeah. Geez. He said he discovered almost immediately that bringing in other animals took the uniqueness away from Snoopy. Yeah.
Do they all talk? Or do they all communicate?
No. I assume so.
Okay.
Yeah. So Snoopy appeared as a character balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1968. The balloon depicted Snoopy in his World War I Flying Ace costume. And he has been in almost every parade since in different costumes as an ice skater, a jester, and an astronaut, among other things.
He does many things.
And speaking of astronauts,
yes,
NASA and Snoopy have been linked since the late 1960s. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, so Charles Schulz's involvement with NASA began in 1968 when he was approached by NASA with a request to use Snoopy as their safety mascot. I think they were kind of going for like a Smokey the Bear sort of similar thing. So they were looking for a safety mascot.
Do you need a safety
Snoopy.
Mascot when you're NASA, though?
I think you do in
really?
The late 60s.
I mean, I can understand Smokey
the Bear. We just talked about Apollo 13.
Yeah, those are serious people. Do they need a Snoopy?
Yeah, they do. Apparently they did.
I feel like if you're in NASA, you're taking safety pretty seriously anyway.
Right. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe not.
But the same year, NASA started giving out something called the Silver Snoopy Award.
All right.
It's given by an astronaut to someone who works in the space program that has gone above and beyond in pursuit of quality and safety.
Well, I hope that's all of them, really, but just one guy in particular?
One specifically, yeah.
That's the guy you want
to
work on.
That's a pretty big deal, apparently.
You want that guy working on your flight.
You do, yeah. For the Apollo 10 mission in 1969, the lunar module was named Snoopy and the command module Charlie Brown.
Cute.
Snoopy was chosen for the call sign of the lunar module because it was going to be snooping around the landing site.
Clever.
I know. And just last year, Snoopy was launched into space aboard the Artemis 1 mission.
Yeah.
Outfitted in a custom orange flight suit complete with gloves, boots, and a NASA patch, he served as a zero gravity indicator on the uncrewed flight, which just means, I guess he was like floating around.
When he was
floating. That indicates that there was zero gravity, I think. Yeah. I think that's pretty much what it was.
The basic science tells me yes.
Yeah. So since his debut on October 4th, 1950, Snoopy has become one of the most recognizable and iconic characters in the Peanuts comic strip and is considered more famous than Charlie Brown in some countries.
I get that.
In some countries.
Some countries.
On November 2nd of 2015, Snoopy was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, becoming the second Peanuts-related figure to be inducted with a star after Charles Schulz. And they're right next to each other.
And Charles Schulz is a real person, we should point out.
He is.
And Snoopy, not.
Right.
But also got a star.
He did.
Good.
He's not the only cartoon character with a star.
No, many do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Glad we're all very inclusive.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with Snoopy, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Snoopy's Christmas.
Okay.
By the Royal Guardsmen.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Royal Guardsmen, and it's a Snoopy's Christmas. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Snoopy, because there is a very hot Snoopy toy right now, thanks to the kids on the TikToks.
The kids on the TikToks, and the folks at CVS are very happy about that,
because
that's
sure
the only place to get it.
Yeah.
There's the bell. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Snoopy was inspired by Charles Schulz's childhood dog.
Charlie Brown wasn't Snoopy's owner in the early comic strips.
And Snoopy has been NASA's safety mascot since 1968.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beagles are big on safety, Sarah. What can I
tell
you?
Are they? You have one.
I do have a beagle.
Yeah.
You never
thought
she was
Snoopy-like?
Big on safety. No, well, no. I don't know. What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Does she lay around a lot? Sure. She does now.
Does she lay on top of her doghouse? Instead of inside of it?
No? She lives anywhere.
Does she have other personalities like the Red Baron and
her personality
Joe Cool
has changed. She has mellowed out after 2 years, thankfully.
That's good.
Everybody you meet that has, so you have a beagle, right? People come up to you, they're like, oh, the beagle. And they're like, I had a beagle. Everybody had a beagle. Nobody has a beagle. They had one.
They had one and then didn't get another one.
That tells you a lot about beagles. No, I love.
She's so cute, though.
She is cute.
Yeah.
She is cute. Well, folks want to learn more about Snoopy, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You sure do. And you'll post about this, too, I bet.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that. I'll review it later. See what I missed.
No, you won't.
Come back on Monday, fresh episode.
Okay.
Happy weekend.
Yes, you too.
Ed Smith along with traffic here in just a moment. We'll get that weekend forecast as well on Legends 102.7. Hey, Christmas is coming. It's, a week from Monday? Is that right? Am I my math doing that right? You want to pick something up for somebody, maybe a piece of furniture? Tell you where you can get it and you have it delivered pretty quick. That's Dunn's Furniture, Main Street in Brockport. Perhaps this weekend you go visit their showroom. A recliner makes a nice gift, might I suggest. Dunn's Furniture. Main Street, Brockport, where they've been for over 100 years.